And now, eager to talk about a weekend of chiefless NFL football, Soren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thanks for joining us as we broadcast live today. We finally got some normalcy to the Chiefs schedule, at least until they play a Saturday night game. We'll see. Not quite all normal today. Andy Reid not going to be at his kind of normal time of noon. Not going to be till 1:30, they say. My people tell me 1:30.
Your people. I trust your people.
Todd Lebo told me. He was given information. Todd Lebo, 1:30 for Andy Reid today.
So if it's not 1:30, we'll know who to blame. Todd Lebo.
No, I won't blame Todd Lebo. I know who his sources are. Trust me, I won't blame Todd.
That is funny for three of us.
Trust me, folks. It's funny. It's funny.
It's, yeah. If you knew.
Yeah. We're live at the University of Kansas Health System Training Complex, where Andy Reid will speak a little bit later on, and the Chiefs will get ready to play the New York Giants, the New York football Giants. Are they still playing football?
Barely.
Amid reports, did you see this report? I want to quote this.
That they're going to drop their football program?
Well, you laugh, but this is great. This just shows you. I mean, I tweeted out over the weekend that Roger Goodell is allegedly asking for $50 million and lifetime use of a private jet after making $40 million here lately. Remember when we discussed how his golden parachute was the hang-up? Yeah. Like how much he'd be paid going out there? Like if they fire him, he wants X amount. I'm like, $40 million a year. Like if you're fired, you shake their hands and say, hey, it's been fun.
Yeah.
Right? And you go on about your business. Like, did you not put a little away? Is the kids, the 401k is not full? The college fund isn't there? I mean, but then you see, he's allegedly, now the NFL's fired back saying, this is preposterous, blah, 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 blah. But he's allegedly asking for $50 million a year and lifetime use of a plane. You've been making 40. I want to be clear about this. 41 million, I believe he made last year.
Not 40,000.
No, 41 million. When I say 40, yes.
Yes.
It's not our normal world that we live in of 40 grand.
Hey, you're making 40.
40 mil. And you're like, listen, this ain't getting done unless I get to 50 and I need a jet to fly around for the rest of my life. How much of a pain in the ass must these 32 billionaire owners be if you got the stones? It's not like you're waving a star-spangled banner of success over the last 18 months over their head. How much must it suck to manage 32 billionaires if you're going to be like, listen, Kaepernick, mess, Anthem, mess, concussion, botched. You know, listen, admittedly, there are craters from the mortar shells that have landed all around my regime over the last few years. And you know what? Screw you. I need a 25% raise in a jet for as long as I live because I'm not taking this crap anymore. And they actually are like, I mean, we got to give it to them. Except for one guy. They're like, we got to give him this. I just want to. Listen, Goodell drives me crazy. I'd be happy if somebody in his office wants to be like, listen, you're an idiot. It's these 32 guys that make it impossible, and he's just the front guy taking bullets. I now believe that. If they're going to give him $50 million in a jet for life, he literally is just a professional bulletproof vest for 32 billionaires. He is just the fall guy for whatever stooge fest goes on when this crew gets together. But listen. This is where it gets even better. This was actually reported. Hold on. By the way, Colin Kaepernick voted Citizen of the Year by GQ. 2000, Citizen of the Year. An award I didn't know existed. But I just saw that. Citizen of the Year. Who did he beat? I'm not saying he's not worthy of it. I'm fine with Colin Kaepernick winning that. I just think it's interesting. Just while we're on the football topic. Right. Citizen of the Year. Here it is. This came out last night. From Pro Football Talk. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Now these are the people he manages. You know this source is ownership, right? Because only ownership deals with other ownership.
Right.
The source is not a defensive back for the Bucks on this, right? The source, I don't know which owner, but it has to be other owners. I don't know if people saw this. I thought this was, it's comedic is what it is. But listen to this story. Multiple owners, ready? Multiple owners. Of course, now my Sprint phone just went to sleep. Now I got to scroll back down to it. Give me a second here. All right, here it is. 9:44 last night. Multiple owners have discussed the possibility of ending Cowboys franchise due to Jerry Jones clashing with Goodell. Right? This got no run because I'm the only dipwad who reads this thing and goes, wait a minute, let's analyze it. Everybody else went, ha, that's funny, can't happen. And it, like, they didn't even commit it to their short-term memory, let alone long-term memory. I got it, saved it, and said, this has to at least be mentioned, right? We have to at least mention this. Again, Pro Football Talk, right? Legitimate source.
Like Florio is not
that. Multiple owners have discussed possibility. Like, let me give you the possibility. None. You are not going to turn off the Dallas Cowboys franchise. You are not going to turn off a $4 billion company and just walk away. Are you going to sue us? No, you're out. Oh, yes, that's how it'll work. Now, listen, you've got a guy in Jerry Jones who, because his player is being suspended, of course, he had nothing to say when Bob Kraft was going through the ringer with Tom Brady, but his player is suspended. Nah, Jerry Jones is good with Goodell. Now, Zeke Elliott, his guy, Jerry Jones' guy, is suspended. No, we're not giving this jackass an extension. That's not happening. In fact, I'm suing the league. The league has misinformed the rest of the ownership about the extension. So, by the way, who do you think is the source on the $50 million in the lifetime jet? Is that a good look for a guy in today's climate to be asking for a $10 million raise and a jet for life? No, it's damaging. Who would want to damage the commissioner? Oh, I don't know. Maybe Jerry Jones, the guy wanting to sue the league to keep him from getting the extension. I wonder if Jones and the Jones family are the source on this. I don't know. I've only been in broadcasting for 25 years.
A guy named Terry Jones.
Yes. So his kid did or whatever. But, I mean, listen to the proposal. This was going to be later on, but We're here now, and so let's swim in it. Multiple owners have discussed the possibility of ending Cowboys franchise due to Jerry Jones clashing with Goodell. You know, listen, I don't think Goodell's been a spectacular commissioner. Completely open to the fact that I just don't know what all is going on. And starting to come around to the idea that I just don't really realize that really his job is bulletproof vest for, I'm not going to say incompetent, because, I mean, you know, there's plenty of trust fund babies on those 32 owners there. But they at least haven't squandered it all, right? So they're at least competent enough to not crap all their money away and be able to have these franchises and run a league that's super successful. So I'm not going to say they're dumb. They're not dumb. But they are petulant, childish, immature, selfish. All those things.
All accurate.
And not a one of them's ever been told no in their life. I am now of the opinion Roger Goodell deserves every penny of $50 million and two jets. One for him and one for his bags to travel along behind him. You go get yours, Goodell. You go get yours, man. You got it coming.
It is hard to pick a side on that.
We're going to, you know what? Listen, Jerry, you think you're going to sue us? We're going to end your franchise.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it away. You can't take away my franchise, Bob. No. Take it away, your franchise. Can't you see, like, Jones and Kraft and, or Shad Khan of the Jaguars or, like, what was it? Like, the Falcons-Cowboys game, Jerry Jones and Arthur Blank weren't getting anywhere near each other because they hate each other. Mm-hmm. The founder of Home Depot and a guy who bought the Cowboys, fired Tom Landry, was called an idiot, and then now has a $5 billion industry. He's taken something from $150 million to $5 billion, the biggest, fanciest stadium in the world, and these two guys are going to sit there and have a fourth-grade tiff. Tiff! Bobby's not playing with me at recess. Well, I'm going to take my ball and go home. Well, we're going to take your – you can't play the game anymore.
You can't sit with us at lunch.
Oh, my God.
Ever had that
priceless
situation like in high school or even college? I mean, there's a be at a party and you see two guys that are having an argument or fighting, and they're both jerks, and you're just like, I got no one to root for in that. That's kind of how I feel about that. There isn't one person. Neither side has any legitimate issue that you want to back.
Oh, it's like this is it, and we're gonna move on. How would you do it? You're just going to strip a guy of a $5 billion asset. Listen, if they do it, that's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be something if they can actually pull it off. But do you know how frustrated you must be? I truly believe there cannot be any legal way that this could actually occur. But do you know how pissed off you have to be? To be, at least, like I said, competent individual, and to float that.
Yeah.
We're just going to take his team. What?
Give it. Drop it.
No, you got to get your books and your pens and your pictures out of the office because you're out. You know what's next? Jerry Jones rebuttal. I'm starting my own league. This will be fun. All right, it is the program. It's not even, not at all. It's like 19 lines down, but.
Good stuff.
I just found that
good
funny.
Stuff nonetheless.
There is a lot to get to today here in the program. You can join in. I got a big long list, as Mondays usually are. 913-3-810-810. No Chiefs games, so if you ain't got any opinions, that's all right. Sit back, relax. I'll hatch some more of these gems on you. Here as we barrel through the first hour. Adam Teicher will drop some knowledge on you in the 11 o'clock hour. You know, he's our Chiefs Insider, brought to you by our friends at Xfinity X1. So he'll be along in the 11 o'clock hour. My people tell me we'll do the drill at noon.
Your peeps.
Yep. Todd Lebo. Well, actually, Fast Talking Rob tells us that. Is that correct, Rob? We're still planning on the drill at noon?
Correct. Drill at noon.
Drill at noon, and then Andy Reid sometime in the 1 o'clock hour. That's what we've got scheduled for you. Don't know if we'll have time. You know, it's a nice little Monday we got planned here, but don't know if we'll have time for everything. Going to really try to get all that in. So we're going to talk a lot of football here throughout as we get ready for Chiefs-Giants. What an epic clash.
Whew.
We've got some interesting statistics. Did you know that this is the largest favorite the Chiefs have ever been on the road? Is that right, or since 97?
Since 1978, which is how far back Pro Football Reference has point spreads.
Okay. So since 40, at least 78. And frankly, I don't know. Maybe ever. My people haven't told me yet. I like that
I'm not sure. I mean, the 60s Chiefs.
Curtis is my peeps on this one.
The 60s Chiefs at Denver.
Yeah, they probably
might have been. But did they have? I mean.
Did they have spreads?
I'm sure they had spreads, but.
Are they legit? Could they be verified? I don't know.
In at least 40 years, and probably since the merger, it's just the second time they've been a double-digit favorite on the road.
Now, listen, if they don't fire that guy in New York here pretty soon, and I don't know really what you gain by firing an NFL head coach in season, but it literally, I've always said, I'm never firing people. And if not him, then who? But the answer from the fan base to that question becomes anybody, and across the board is anybody, you got to make them a change. And that's where it is in New York. I won't be stunned if – what's that porn stash's goof's name?
Ben McAdoo.
If Ben McAdoo is not on the sideline on Sunday against the Chiefs, I am not going to be stunned. I'm not sure he can make it through the week. I kid you not. He just is incompetent. I mean, the way he handles things is just farcical, to be honest with you. But – so if he's not there, I'm not going to be shocked by it. But biggest point spread on the road since at least 1978.
And it's the last time they had a double digit was 1992. It's the first time in 25 years they've been a double digit favorite on the road.
And think about this. The Giants will enter the field with a two-time winning Super Bowl quarterback, and they're going to catch that kind of number. 12 points. You got to be kidding me. You got to be absolutely kidding me.
Scary number, isn't it?
It's great. I love it. Screw New York. I don't need anything.
But it's just one of those numbers like,
oh, it is. It's staggering.
Like it's easy to just like, oh, man, do I do that?
No pressure, Chiefs. We'll give you some of the stats on how teams that are favored like that on the road do a little bit later on here in the program. But we'll hear a lot of Chiefs, and we'll hear what Andy Reid has to say getting ready for the Giants. We're also obviously going to hear what Andy Reid has to say about Roy Miller. Troubling news coming out on Saturday that the Chiefs defensive lineman arrested on domestic assault, domestic abuse.
Domestic battery.
Domestic battery. Two sides to every story. I wasn't there. You know, I've heard the reports, read the reports, and what he's accused of tearing a braid off. I guess basically pulling a chunk of hair is the way I took that to mean.
Right.
Out of the woman's head, and that she had abrasions. He was allegedly sleeping when the police arrived. So, I don't know, man. Domestic issues are always they're a bad look for everybody involved and bad and not to be taken lightly. And I have no doubt that the Kansas City Chiefs are not taking this lightly. And they moved Andy Reid from noon to 1:30. That may have something to do with the Roy Miller thing. It may not. Talking about this being kind of like coming off a Thursday game is how they're doing it, like the extra time. So their schedule is maybe a little bit different. Maybe they were in the complex Sunday, so they're fitting this in. Today's more like a Tuesday for them and what have you. So I don't know. But certainly something that's going to have to be addressed by Andy Reid. So we'll hear what the head coach has to say about that coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. So a lot of Chiefs football. I want to start with the Royals, though, something that I feel passionate about. John Heyman came out. First of all, I'm gonna throw some water on this potential fire here. John Heyman comes out, and he now writes for FanRag. Is that right? Is that what I'm seeing?
Does he write for them, or was it pick? Or did they just pick it up?
I saw on MLB Trade Rumors is where I was looking at it. So let me hear Royals rumors. He is with FanRag. All right, thank you. My people tell me, was that on the air? Okay. Rob tells, just why don't you say it on the air? Secrets? He's with FanRag, you said, Rob, right?
Correct, he's with FanRag.
Dynamite drop-in.
There you go. There it is.
Yeah, it's, the Royals are holding out hope that they'll, and this is one of the things, because it's been picked up that the Royals are after, but the way this is written on MLB Trade Rumors is the Royals are holding out hope that they'll be able to re-sign first baseman Eric Hosmer and third baseman Mike Moustakas. But they've, quote, all but given up on bringing back center fielder Lorenzo Cain. Listen, I've heard a lot of people react to this, and I'm a little bit surprised. I appreciate the mindset behind it, but the overall reaction that I have heard is like, oh, geez, I don't know if they should do that. I mean, these guys, I mean, how old are they going to be when they're good again? And let me just, if I could offer folks just for a second, to take your head and pull it out of your ass, okay? Just if it's there, if it's lodged up there, I know why it got lodged up there and what caused us to lodge our heads up our sphincter here in this town when it comes to the Royals and what they should do this offseason. I get it, but just take a moment if you need to bend over or whatever it takes to pull your head out, okay? I'd like you to do that right now if you've been of the mindset that, like, we don't want these two players on the team. I want you to first consider the source of this thought, this idea, this opinion. It's me. And I want you to understand that I am president of the Tank Club. I started the club. I like the club. I beat the drum for the club. I've pointed out that the Tank Club includes the last three world champions, one of which, the first of the three, was the Royals. The Royals, Cubs, and Astros all came through the tank process to win a world championship. I love me some tank.
Make shirts and hats and everything.
Yeah, yes, signs.
Make America tank again.
Yes, tank in 18, you know, your tank candidate. And listen, I got a fantasy football league I'm in, and there's a guy who thinks he's, like, doing harm to me. Like, I blew up one of his trade offers. He sent me, like, one of those stupid trade offers you get. So I replied all, like, hey, anybody looking for a reason, you know, anybody wants to know how not to make a trade with me? Here's it. right? Because he's like, oh, you really, you didn't try. You should just give me Zeke Elliott, right? This is, I got this. And I was like, you know, whatever. I usually you get preposterous offers. I'm just like those. Now I'll pass. That's usually what I do. I'm not going to get, how do you offer this? Blah, blah. I don't have time for that. I'll pass. You make me a silly offer, that's fine. I'll just say I pass. You give me a convoluted thing about how I should do this because somehow I owe it to you. I'm going to make fun of him. I didn't even make fun of him. I just said, hey, here's how not to do it. And, of course, everybody else mocked him. And then he got pissed at me. So he
didn't say anything.
He has taken to calling me Tank. That I'm labeled Tank. Yes, I will tank the crap out of fantasy leagues that are keepers. And for the future, it's the way to go. I'm going to tank the crap out of you. Bet. I'm about ready to tank my basketball league. Rudy Gobert, 4 to 6 weeks. Give me a break. Danilo Gallinari can't get his soft tissue out on the court. He's got a pulled glute. Are you not hosed when one of your players in fantasy sports has missed the last three games and is definitively missing tonight's game with a pulled glute?
He literally has.
He's got it and is now causing me a pain in the ass.
He literally has a pain in the ass.
Yes, he is out with a pain in the ass.
And my ass hurts.
I'm out for three games and now a fourth. So I'm getting ready to tank. Listen, I love me some tanking. It is a real approach. But let's back up. Why were we going to tank in this town with the Royals? Why were we on board with the tank? Because we couldn't sign Moustakas and Hosmer. That's why we were going to tank. It's not like, hey, I really want to be here, guys. Moustakas and Hosmer don't ever want to play anywhere else. And we looked at it and said, nope, get lost. We want to tank. No, no, no. It was Scott Boras is their agent. We're never going to be able to re-sign these guys. So let's begin the tank after the championship year in 15 as we've gone back, hindsight being 2020, and said, well, the team should have been broken up after 15. That would have been the best value for it. Certainly should have done it maybe at the trade deadline of 15. At 16, at this past offseason, we should have tanked. Why should we have tanked? Because we can't sign the free agents. But when a report comes out that you might be able to resign the free agents, then we press the brakes on the tanking. You do not walk away from a 40 home run, which Mike Moustakas certainly would have been if he was healthy, and staying healthy with his passion or lack thereof for working out is certainly a question with him. But we're talking about a guy that basically, let's just call him, I won't call him, he's a 40 home run hitting third baseman if he doesn't play in Kauffman, okay? A 40-home-run third baseman who plays average-ish defense. We think he's better. The metrics say he's not. Let's call it average defense. And is a homegrown true blue Royal, a silver slugger, gold glove-winning first baseman who's 27, are maybe a possibility to re-sign here. And somehow in this town, we've reached the conclusion that don't want him. Let's get to tanking. We need to lose. Listen, again, just listen to what I just said and tell me if it now doesn't make sense. You were on the tank track because we couldn't have those players. Now it appears that we can have those players. Listen, we have said for a long time that the economics in baseball, according to many, say that the Royals can afford a payroll much bigger than what they were putting out on the field throughout this century. And what has happened over the last 6 or 7 years? Every single year they've raised the payroll. Every offseason they start out saying we don't have that much money. And then what do they do by the end of the offseason? They push it even higher. Now, they did pull back a little bit this year. But I don't know how much they got. I don't know what David Glass can keep. Listen, you're talking about estimates. I know Cody Tapp last night on Sunday Soundoff said 175, 180 for Hosmer. MLB trade rumors took a shot at it. Let's just take their numbers, and maybe they're low. MLB Trade Rumors took a shot at it. They put Eric Hosmer's deal at 6 years, $132 million. Their projection for him was 6 years, $132 million. That's $22 million a year. Mike Moustakas, they projected at 5 years, $85 million. That's $17 million a year. And as we know, the Royals love to prorate the contract. In other words, bring it in cheap early and raise the money on the later end. That's $39 million. Their payroll right now, as we've talked about through the whole offseason, I think they've got 85 that are lock stock committed to it. Then you go through their arbitration cases, and then the 500Ks it's going to take to keep guys. Their payroll's about 105. You add that $39 million, you're at 144. They've had a $150 million payroll in this town. Did it result in the playoffs? Did the playoffs make the bottom line good? I mean, that's the way Dayton Moore leads us to believe, but do I buy that? No, I don't. I don't. I think they made a giant profit, and I hope so. I want the Glass family to make money. We want them to be a profitable business so that they continue to put money into it. You do not walk away from two players in their prime that are homegrown Royals if you can sign them. Now, listen, I'll listen to this. It's either both or none. Okay. Because I don't really get the riddle of how you make Eric Hosmer happy. Like, he's not going to sign on unless you're going to put the team together around him. And without Mike Moustakas, I don't see the piece that completes this lineup. And by the way, I'm in favor and have been in favor all along of walking on Lorenzo Cain. He's the oldest one of the bunch. This is a sound plan. Mike Moustakas for age 30, 31, 32, 33, 34. I think 30 through 32, you can expect good production. 33 and 34, you're in no man's land. I'm in. Eric Hosmer, 27 now, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33. Same thing. For the 4 years, I think you're in good territory. The last two, you're in no man's land. And he, being in better physical condition, figures to hold up better. You want to tell me, really, that's 3 years of no man's land with Moustakas? Fine. But then you got to give me an extra year with Hosmer. All right, and that gives us five good ones with Hosmer because he's younger. Listen, the tanking is a sound possibility. A couple things. One, the Astro tank doesn't exist anymore. The way they manipulated the money, they have redone the collective bargaining agreement. You can't manipulate the money. And let me point something else out to you. The Astros didn't go to the playoffs for 10 years. The Minnesota Twins were back in the playoffs this year. They hadn't been to the playoffs for 7 years. Their previous reincarnation took them 10 years to redo the team. Listen, the tank plan is a sound plan. It's harder to do now than it was. It is not a two-year vision. It is a 7 to 10 year plan. Executed perfectly, it's 7 years. And it requires you to draft incredibly well. Name a second-round pick that has really come through for the Kansas City Royals. Carlos Beltran did many years ago. Think of one on this team. Who's a second-round pick? Who on their World Series team was a second-round pick that contributed to this team? You can't think of one. Now, I'll give you one today. Jacob Junis looks like he's going to be the real deal. He's the one guy you can add to it. But it's not like in the baseball draft, well, the second and third rounders are going to come in and really get it done. There is no Donnie Edwards in the fourth. There is no Kareem Hunt in the third. They don't really – they're kind of unicorns in baseball. So you're talking about the shot at one difference maker a year. Oh, but we get draft picks if we lose these guys. Not in the top 15, they're not.
No.
They're dart throws. So listen, by all means, if the Glass family has weighed it and said, look, we can keep the season tickets going, and nobody's re-upping their season tickets right now because they assume it's all going to be gone. So we need to re-sign these guys. By all means, re-sign these guys. Tanking works. Has worked. Let's put it this way. Has worked. It'll be a bigger challenge to do it now, and it takes more time than I think anybody wants to really realize. It takes a lot of time. 913-810-810. You're in the program.